We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by the folks over at SeatGeek, the best and easiest to use ticket platform out there. They take the confusion out of buying tickets using a 0 to 10 scoring system and a green is good, red is bad color rating system so you and your loved ones get the best deal possible. So whether it's going to see our beloved Red Legs at Great American Ballpark, the Bengals over at Paycor, FC Cincinnati, one of the area college teams, or pretty much anything in between, use promo code RIVERFRONT at checkout and receive $20 off your first order. Click the link in the show notes to download the app and get started. That's RIVERFRONT, one word, for $20 off.
Everybody.
Yes, sir. What up? What up?
See, you guys had to say something in the comments. You didn't realize I could get more obnoxious with this. You didn't know.
Love it.
You don't challenge Love Tim it. Daniel.
No, you don't.
No.
You do not.
But my name is Tim Daniel. His name is Ben Brown. His cameras are all...
Yeah, crazy.
And welcome to this week's edition of Late Night Reds, where we discuss the 2024 Cactus League champion Cincinnati Reds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mark it down.
And we're going to talk about two spring training games. We're going to extremely overreact because we're so excited about how well they played.
1,000%.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Actually, Ben, if you could just be patient with me for a second. I feel like we should start the show with Will Benson just hitting a bomb.
Oh, man, I would love to see that.
Oh, wouldn't you? Oh, look at that, dude, from the YouTube viewers.
Bro, just insane. You know, it's very rare I sit down, in which, of course, the Reds have the least amount of spring training games televised. But, of course, I wanted to watch the first one. Mm-hmm. And it's very rare I'll sit down and watch a spring training game from the first pitch to the last pitch. Yeah. I usually don't have that much time. Usually I'm running around. But I watched that one from first pitch to last pitch. One of the more enjoyable things, Will Benson bat flipping and the cactus leaf. just flipping that thing. I'm like, dude, we're already starting off swaggy. I like it.
He's pip walking a solo shot in the cactus league.
Yes, I love it. Give me all of that. Inject that into my veins.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. We are setting the tone.
Absolutely. Game one,
cactus league.
Absolutely.
I already text Quincy Wheeler, our good friend over at Guardians Cast, and said, we're coming for the Ohio Cup. Just go ahead and bring it to the other side of Goodyear. Just leave it there. Polish it for us because it's going to stand there.
Absolutely.
I don't really. I think they got to quit playing these four-game regular seasons.
I was going to say, tie it again or something like that.
Yeah, it ties like every year now.
Every year, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if players actually really care about it or if it's like the in-season tournament in the NBA where the only person that cared about it was LeBron James.
Yeah, I would say no. I don't even think they think of it. I think games I don't think they really care about. I mean, maybe they do. Maybe it's bigger than we think.
I doubt it. All right, well, it looks like Ben is having some network connectivity problems.
Yeah.
Are you good? Are we back? You got me?
I think so.
Okay. All right. We were having some network connectivity problems there. All right. Perfect. All right. So we got Pat in the chat. What up, Pat? World Series, here we come. That's right. We got Joey Gaditza hanging out.
What up?
Let's go ahead and go over this real quick. So let's talk about the two games. We're going to start with the first game. Like we said, the Reds won 4-0. Carson Spires goes 2 innings, 4 strikeouts. Will Benson hits a bomb. Tyler Callahan hit a bomb that hit a security guard who was just doing her thing. You know, she's just not a security guard. I think she was like an usher.
Oh, yeah. That was. Yeah, I think she was an usher, dude. I felt really bad about that one. But
just minding her own, you know, and then a ball hits her.
Mind her own business.
Yep. Yeah, you know, not even paying attention. She's like, it's Cactus League. I'm just here because, you know, it's beautiful Arizona. And then Ellie De La Cruz has an infield single.
That's what retired people do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we got that. Obviously really fun. So really nice to see that get started on a high note there for sure. And then we have today where the Angels come to Goodyear. And the Reds win 9-4, get 14 hits. Hunter Green goes an inning and 2/3 with 4 Ks. Brandon Williamson, 2 innings. Got out of a jam. That was really impressive.
Yeah.
Luke Maley hit a bomb. Stewie Fairchild and Bubba Thompson each go 3-for-3. Mm-hmm. Edward Arroyo goes 2-for-3. Connor Capel hits a bomb, saying, allow me to introduce myself.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
So let's just go ahead, Ben. Let's overreact.
Absolutely. I'll say this. I only got to see bits and pieces of the game today. Of course, it was not televised.
Yeah.
So I was going by clips and trying to keep up on The Athletic because it goes live. But yeah, if I'm going to overreact, I'm really happy with the fact that, you know, Hunter Green was able to work on things that he's trying to work on. Still got 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. But, you know, if you read, of course, if you read the article after the game, you know, of course, he's talking about he had a 3-2 count. Usually that's a pitch where he throws a split finger or his fastball, and he wound up throwing a curve for a walk, which tells me that he's really trying to work on locating that pitch, which is great. That's what you want. It's spring training. So, you know, those things were cool to see. It was really cool to see that it's hard. I would think it's hard to be a in this rotation – and know you're only going to get 1 inning, but come out and pitch the way that our guys did. I think I felt like the guys that we've thrown out there the last, you know, 2 days have pitched really well. I think that they've They've came in, they've done the job, they've gotten outs. We haven't walked a whole bunch of people. You know, I think that it's been really good. As far as hitting wise, you know, watching us go through and play two different lineups, which, you know, which I think is cool because you get the chance to see a whole bunch of different dudes. But the really cool thing I like to see, and I think this is a lot about spring training, guys were getting good quality at bats. Like they were stretching counts, they were working counts, they were working pitches, which I think that's all a part of spring training, right? You were trying to see as many pitches as you can, you know, see what you can do. And I think that a lot of our guys were doing that, you know, and a lot of our veteran guys were doing that. Like I saw, you know, Spencer Steer had a couple hits today.
Leading off.
No doubt, which he can do that. I mean, he's that kind of player where you can stick him anywhere and he can hit wherever. But watching Ellie yesterday battle, you know, watching the other guys battle, it was really cool to see, you know, and I think there's a little bit of confidence with those guys. I think they know it's their second year. And the expectations are high. And I think they put those high expectations on themselves, which is cool to see.
Yeah, 1,000% agree. Friedel had some nice, you know, had some nice moments yesterday, obviously. The fact he was the leadoff hitter, obviously, it was really fun. This is what you kind of want. And obviously, look, we know it's two games of Cactus League baseball. Mm-hmm. We understand. But they have this thing where they're scoring more runs than the other team. And I feel like it's a good strategy. They're doing the score runs offense. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty solid. I think that they have a chance to win if you run the score runs offense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're doing the not giving up many runs pitching team. So, you know, I like that. Feel
really a lot. Confident. You'll win a lot of games.
Yeah. It's both strategy, Kyle. Let's see how it works out.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's kind of go through a few things, just because I do want to kind of talk about this. So you mentioned Hunter Green, and he did get a walk on the curveball, but like you said, I love that he's using it. I love that he used all four pitches today. Mm-hmm. You know, in spring training, obviously, it's more of how many pitches you get in your first couple of outings. So David Bell went and got him after an inning in 2/3.
Yeah.
But I listened to Tommy and Cowboy, and everything they were describing made me feel very good about where he's at right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not trying to get over, you know, ahead of myself, obviously. Like we said, we know like something we say here is going to be insane because we're going off of very little. But I felt really, really good about where he's at this moment. And then also I want to talk about Carson Spires yesterday. So Carson Spires kind of showed a potential upside to be what the kids call a dude.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I thought he threw the ball really well. Mm-hmm. Tyler Stevenson, how about him behind the deck yesterday? Kind of framing some pitches. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He was working. You know what I mean? So that was definitely good to see.
I'm really, really excited about everything right now. And I know obviously a lot of it is just the fact that we're talking about baseball being played. Jamber Candelario yesterday made some nice plays at the hot corner.
Mm-hmm.
He
did.
Arm at times was a little
high. Now, that was my big concern watching that yesterday. And you know, you watched him field it. I mean, he did bobble one, but still threw the guy out.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know. I mean, that could change. I mean, it could be a spring training thing where he's just not trying to overdo it or trying to throw a frozen rope. But, you know, I do think he'll be okay over there. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I do too. Josh Harrison yesterday roped a double into the corner. I don't know if he's going to make the team by any stretch, but I will say uni looks good on him.
It does.
Even though these unis are rough.
Now that part. Yeah. I won't say these are the greatest unis, but I'll say that Josh Harrison looked good. And we talked about this last week. I mean, he's a guy that even if you watched it closely, there was a play where, I forget who was playing first, but they came way off the bag to make the play and had to make a quick play to the pitcher, which, I mean, of course, is a routine play for anybody in baseball. but you could see Harrison kind of talking to whoever was playing first, like, hey man, like I was in range to get that ball, like you stay back. I, you know, but it's just that kind of that leadership thing where you could kind of see him talking to him, like, yeah. And it wasn't like he was yelling or anything, but he was just kind of, you know, hey, like this is something where I can make that play and we can save our pitcher and blah blah blah. I don't know what they were talking about, but you can see that conversation, but it was baseball stuff. I mean, it was good fundamental things from a guy that's a veteran, who's a former All-Star, and a guy that could help your roster.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me pull up a couple guys real quick from yesterday, see if I missed anything that I wanted important. Because, yes, you know, we're going off of so little right now. So my guy Jacob Herdebeezy getting to play two days in a row. I like that. Mm-hmm. Talking about Tyler Callahan. I think a lot of people upset that Nick Martini was playing first base yesterday. Were people mad about that? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. How about Brett Kennedy taking the ball for two innings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised they ran him back out there for the second inning, but he did well.
Yeah, I mean, first inning was a little shaky.
It was a little shaky, but he came back. I mean, he still got three strikeouts in two innings, two solid innings of work.
Yeah.
And did, you know, didn't give up he gave up two hits, but still got three strikeouts and worked two solid. So
I was pretty impressed that he had runners on second and third with an out and got out of it. Yep. Not that I'm like Brett Kennedy should break camp with the big league team by any means. So there's a lot of guys above him.
Yeah, no. But it does show that what's it called? I guess just that perseverance of being able to be in it. Because, listen, these guys are still fighting for spots. So, I mean, it ain't like he's going out there and like, hey, you know, and I think about that a lot of times where guys are up the bat. It's hard to go out there and not think of that pressure of I'm trying to break camp with the big league roster. Now, granted, we know that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
But, I mean, he's still putting on an audition to be able to say, hey, you can use me in certain situations if you need me, even though it's the first game of spring training. Every spring training game is an audition for those guys. So for him to get in that situation to be able to work his way out of it, I mean, it's a good sign.
Should we watch Will Benson's home run again?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's watch it again, guys. Boom! Mm. Oh.
With a pimp flip.
With a pimp flip? Mm. Tank.
Yes, tank. Indeed. Yes, I mean, indeed.
I'll play it all day. I don't care. I'll watch it all day. Yeah. Let's look a little bit at today. I'm going to just say one thing before we get into a full conversation. Mm-hmm. Stuart Fairchild read the tweets, people. He kept receipts.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He said, oh.
Yes, he did.
Oh, you guys don't think I'm good enough? I'll show you. You'll see.
And yeah, he definitely did.
3 for 3, 2 stolen bases, a double, a couple runs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, obviously those guys are all batting for a spot. Him, Bubba Thompson, who also
played, hit. He also had three hits today.
Yeah. I mean, Barrero had that really nice play at the plate where he like got around the tag. That was impressive. Mm-hmm. Thank you at Reds, whoever the admin was that posted that for the since we couldn't have it on TV.
Showed him swimming. I liked it.
Yeah. I liked the clip that they showed of Luke Maley's home run where they're like, would you like to see evidence of a hard hit baseball?
Yes.
So, that was
Shout out Reds Twitter, man. Yeah. Like for posting that stuff, especially when they don't televise our games.
Yeah. Thank you, admin. I appreciate it. Just fun stuff, man. Stuff that you feel really good about. Pat says Burrow made contact with the ball. Hell yeah. He does that a lot in AAA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kylo, I agree with you. I just can't think about Votto. Can't bear the pain. Okay. Did you see the clip of the car wash?
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people were like, what hat was he wearing? But it was a little Redbirds. Yeah, it was people. Like, there were people actually thought he was wearing a St. Louis Cardinals hat for a minute.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on now. Never.
Yeah, absolutely not. We do not. Never. We do not allow that.
No, but we talked about that though, and not the deep dive in Votto, but like it does still. It surprises me a little bit that somebody at least didn't invite him to camp. Take a flyer on him. I mean, and if you invite him to camp, if it doesn't work out, then it just doesn't work out. I mean, right. I get it, but like, I would think that a guy that is, I guess, that talented couldn't, you know, give you an opportunity to give him an opportunity to show what he can still do.
Agreed.
You know, now, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know if there's still an opportunity for him to be invited somewhere, but or if there's some kind of veteran thing where they can invite him in after the season starts. I don't know how that works. I'm not really sure, but it does kind of shock me that he's not in camp somewhere.
Agreed. I think that the day will come.
I do too. I do too. I think that at some point somebody's going to bring him into DH or do whatever.
I swear, I think I've seen every single fan base on Twitter be like, we should sign Joey Votto. We should sign. Mm-hmm. By the way, I put it back on my phone. You know, it's a new season. Want to be able to interact with everybody. And the first day I have it on my phone, of course, it's like I get on at the worst time because I guess someone from some other podcast said some stuff, not about us, but it was like a whole all-out war. And I was like, what? I made a grave mistake.
All you have to do is get on and then talk to your mentions and then tweet what you want to tweet and then get off. Yep. Like, that's what I do. Like, I don't linger on X.
Never.
Because then it's like, oh my gosh, like this is just a toxic place.
Yeah. It's like, you know, not every comment section could be late night reds. You know, every Sunday night we get the best people who come in here and hang out with us.
Yeah.
And they interact with us. We have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. They make us laugh through the show. They give great insight to their opinions on the team. And great questions. So we're very grateful for all of this. I just want all of you guys to know I look forward to every Sunday night because it takes care of my Sunday scaries.
Yep.
So, you know, it's my closing of my weekend for going to work tomorrow.
Absolutely.
This is great. And I just want to say, I appreciate y'all. we were talking about how this team kind of has that, like, that feeling, that excitement. A couple mm-hmm. things I want to touch on. TJ Antone threw an inning today. Did give up a run, but threw three strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
Had a normal offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard Cowboy talk about it on the radio. He goes, like, he's like, man, and we all know this. He's not saying anything we don't already know, but he goes, TJ Antone's healthy. That's awful nice weapon for the Redlegs. And, you know, in the, what, two seasons we've had him be healthy in, well, season and a month, I guess we should say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've seen this. So looked like, you know, the regular TJ Antone that we're familiar with from what I read. Again, game wasn't on TV. Read and listened to on their broadcast. Sounded like TJ was doing his thing. So that's got me hyped.
Yeah, from what I read, it seems like he came out and looked almost like himself. You know what I mean? And was locating pitches well. I mean, he did give up a hit and a run, but to have him healthy is definitely a weapon. And being able to have him come in situations as a reliever with the stuff that he has, man, which is electric. I mean, he has electric stuff.
Yeah.
So if he's healthy and is able to give us what we know he's able to give us, I mean, that's just another feather in our cap as far as being able to strengthen our bullpen.
You can't see it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Don't sing too much of that.
That's the only words I know. I dance to it at every wedding. But...
Ooh, it's shocking. It's electric.
Oh yeah,
there's some real words.
It's, woogie woogie woogie.
They lose me at that one.
Yeah, it's like
all I know is I'm turning.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. I'm just here. We just got this going. All right. Well,
yep.
You know, I'm white, so mine looks a little worse than yours does. So, you know. It's like, what's that Gloria Estefan song that was really big? That, like, you just, it has like that huge thing at the beginning, the rhythm is going to get you song. You're like,
oh yeah,
I don't know what you're saying, but I like the song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That one. We're getting way too far off track here.
It's all right. We're good.
You know what brings me back when I get off track? And I'm only going to play one more time, but Will Benson home runs.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Just crushed.
All right.
Absolutely crushed.
I'm going to say my first insane thing of games being played. How about a tall center fielder wearing number 30 hitting bombs for the Reds?
Left-handed.
Left-handed?
As well.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. All right. I guess we should talk about other things going on in non-game stuff. And I'm going to bring up a couple quotes here from Mark Sheldon. But there's been a lot of stuff coming out about the two younger pitchers everyone's excited about, and Rhett Lauder and Chase Petty, where have been some reports about how they've been throwing the ball. And Mark Sheldon has some really good quotes about it, so I want to make sure I got to them. And first thing about Lauder, Spencer Steer was talking to him, and he said, I think all the guys who faced him out there were pretty impressed with it, said Spencer Steer about it. He's really good fastball. It's got late movement. It's firm. I didn't see every pitch he's got, just the fastball and changeup. But you could tell he's a pitcher. He was putting the ball where he wanted it. It was really impressive. So you and I have made friends in the past with former big league scouts. One was on the show recently, so he's not my source here. But I talked to a couple people in the biz. That's what we call it, the biz.
That's what we call it.
And there were some people out there who said that they felt like Rhett Lauder might end up being better than Paul Skeens. I am not saying it, okay? I don't know the difference, but they said, Rhett Lauder is a pitcher. Paul Skeens is a thrower. Hot takes. Okay. Shots fired.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And Sheldon did confirm. Looks like Lauder is actually going to start in Double A this year.
Yeah.
Holy crap. How? That's insane. How good are you if your first start in professional baseball is in Double A?
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah. That's truly insane.
That's so impressive.
Yeah. I mean all the things that we've heard about him, and Sheldon confirms it. I mean, it's just, he's different. You know what I mean? Like, he's different. Like, he's a guy that, with given the opportunity, learning how to pitch to major league pitching, could be a stud for years to come. Right. I mean, he has all the things that he needs. He's a pitcher's pitcher, right? He's able to locate pitches. He's able to work different pitches. He's got a change up, a fastball. I believe his third pitch is maybe a curve or a slider, maybe. But he's got three or four different pitches, and he's a pitcher's pitcher, right? He can locate pitches. He's able to be where he wants to be in the zone. So to start off in Double A, that kind of gives you everything that you need to know about his skill set and what the Reds organization thinks about him. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
It is, because he did, he was part of Jayton last year, but he had hit his innings limit from Wake Forest making their run, and so he didn't pitch for them. And then that same article, when he talks about Chase Petty, he got quotes from David Bell. And sorry, I know it's not very professional to use my phone here. I just want to make sure I got all my quotes. So he said, they looked great, Bell said. You try not to put too much weight on anything, but you could definitely see the talent. Petty looked like he was locked in the game, and so was Rhett, but you could see the maturity to how they were handling live BP. They weren't trying to overthrow anything. Their talent was just shining through the day. Obviously, and then let's see, was there anything else in there? So I think when the Reds traded Sonny Gray in 22. When they got Chase Petty, it was kind of like, oh, okay. So who's this guy? For those who don't know, and then you look up the numbers, like, oh, top 10 pick. You're like, that's nice. You look at the numbers, you go, oh, this is pretty great. And so obviously none of us expect these guys going to be breaking big league camp by any stretch. But pretty nice to see what else is coming up. These two Spires, those guys like that, make things a lot of fun. I think Ty Floyd, a lot of people are kind of saying they suspect the kid they got with the comp pick from LSU, they kind of suspect to be a bullpen guy. He's pretty electric too. Boogie, woogie, woogie. And so this is really nice. Obviously, this is what you kind of want to read in spring training, is all about all these guys. We didn't really talk enough about Edwin Arroyo. Really impressed through, obviously, put in the context that I know what it is, but really impressed, obviously, with what we saw from him through the first two games and what he's supposed to be and things like that. I don't mean to circle back to the games. I was trying to move to the next segment, but wanted to make sure we gave him his flowers, because the play that he made today that was described in the radio broadcast sounded like it was really awesome. It just would have been cool if we could like watch it, you know. That'd be neat.
That would be neat.
I mean, we could do the thing we do in minor league games where it's just someone has a GoPro in center field, and I'm going to live with that.
I would take that.
Yeah.
I would take that all day. Just to have the option to watch it. I mean,
right. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. They're on TV tomorrow. So one of the two games. Yeah. All right. Let's go here to some signing news. That, God forbid, if they break camp with these two guys, we got problems. The Reds did bring in Tony Kemp and Mike Ford to kind of be part of the team. I like Tony Kemp's quotes when he said that. He's like, this is a team that's competing for divisions and championships. Of course, you want to be a part of it. That's great, Tony, but I wouldn't get comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike Ford maybe has a chance to be there. You know, if they're willing to go to Louisville or whatever, sure.
I'm not seeing it, player.
Yeah,
I'm not seeing it.
No,
not at all.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal. But you know, nice camp bodies to have to go along with the Josh Harrisons of the world, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, Tony Kemp hit a solid, 207 last year for Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't need that?
Yeah. I mean, just solid work at the plate.
I just really thought when they signed him, I said, you know what the Reds really need? Wilson Valdez too.
Yeah. I mean, you're spot on with that one.
I do my best, you know? I do my best.
You're spot on.
Yeah. I totally split. So I remember what I wanted to tell you. So there was an article that came out this afternoon. It was on Sisday.com. I think it was Charlie. Again, I really only quote Charlie. I don't quote the other guy. And did you see this? So the guys were asked about Cody Bellinger signing back with the Cubs. And they said,
I didn't see it.
Yeah, this is, we talked about they're getting swagtastic to start spring training. Uh-huh. They said, cool. We'll beat him with Cody Bellinger.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in on that. Yeah.
That's like straight like. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is where the big boys play.
I like that. For
life. Yeah. I was pretty impressed that.
Yeah, I like that.
I feel like this team just day one just came in there and was like, all right, we're the guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Oh, no doubt. I think that's the. And we talked about this all offseason, right? I mean, that's the attitude. That's the swag. That's the youth. That's the, you know, we were able to hang, you know, with all different kind of lineups and all different kinds of people coming in and out and injuries, and we were still two games away from being in the playoffs. And we were just getting our feet wet. I mean, our guys are still wet behind the ears, bro. I mean, they were trying to learn and on the fly. And yeah, now they've got that year under their belt, and it's scary. I mean, it's scary because they if they play with the confidence that they know they can play with, I'm telling you, it's going to be scary hours for a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about it, the Bellinger thing? So it's 3 years, $80 million. I don't really have an issue with the money or anything like that. I'm not, you know, obviously I don't care about contracts anyway. But I did kind of think it was weird. It took us this long to get to the thing we already knew was going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that got me the most is the delay.
Yeah. Like, what's the holdup?
Maybe they were trying to get to a number in a year that where they both felt comfortable. You know, because that's usually where things fall short. So, you know, Cody Bellinger and his agent, his people think, you know, maybe they wanted – you know, maybe they wanted 5 years and the Cubs wanted two. So they've settled on three. And then they had to get to, you know, had to get to a nice place number-wise. So, I mean, you never know what's the holdup on that. I mean, contracts and money and disputes and agents and all that mumbo-jumbo, it all, I mean, eventually they got to where they wanted to be, but it probably took them a little bit. They both know they wanted to be together. It's just figuring out the right number and the right amount of years.
Yeah. I'm kind of, you know, I'm hoping he's more of that post MVP pre Cubs Cody Bellinger instead of, you know, the guy who was really awesome last year. That would be great if you could just go back to the shell of yourself. Yeah. You could just go back to the shell of yourself that you
were.
Let's
hope all that money changes you for the worse.
Yeah.
And
you, I mean, it's not like the Cubs ever give out bad contracts ever.
Right. Let's hope that money changes you. Let's hope you have a really good time with all that money in Chicago and you really enjoy the Chicago nightlife and baseball becomes secondary.
Yeah. But if though we're at spring, we're like a week into spring training, how is it that we're just still kind of just overlooking the fact that Craig Counsell was just randomly hired one day and David Ross was like, wait, what?
It's like, I'm out. That was the absolute strangest thing. Because here I picture it. Like, I can picture them hiring him and being like, oh, yeah, we forgot to tell Ross he's out. And Ross is just at home watching ESPN, seeing that they hired a different coach. He's like, hold on one second. Then his phone rings. He's like, I don't want to answer that.
No. HR wants to see you today, David.
Yeah, HR wants to see you today.
Please bring your iPad.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was.
I remember I texted you. I was like, don't they have a coach?
Like, there's no, Rossi's on. Like, right, we're not in Chicago. So.
Right.
But there was no, like, Rossi's on the hot seat. Rossi's in trouble. Should Ross be concerned about his job? It was just like, gone.
Nothing. Out.
Poor guy.
Out. That was it.
Yeah. All right. So let's go real quick here. Let's talk about some of the injury updates we've got. So, by the way, Ian Jabeau's hurt. Oh, didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was either.
Yeah, so this is all from Charlie's Twitter account. So looks like he's got a pronator strain, so they don't think it's anything serious. Matt McClain, they said it's an oblique, said he's doing better, he keeps progressing. I believe they said the goal was him to just miss about a week of spring training games. So hopefully we see him next week. Jonathan India should be out till March 7th or 8th. Saw that he was shaking some fly balls out there. So
I did see that.
So
that's a good sign.
That is a good sign. Nolan Marte should be back next week. And then Nick Lodolo, they're saying, is getting ready to throw a little BP.
That's promising.
That's promising. You like the sound of that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's all reassuring. There's no, like, doomsday on the injury report. So.
Mm-mm. The only one that, honestly, the only one that really concerns me, and it really doesn't concern me, but it's Matt McClain. Just because that's the oblique was where he had an issue last year.
I think it was it was the opposite one they said this time. So
it was the opposite one.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the first report I heard it was the same one.
But maybe I'm wrong.
No. But I mean, it could be the opposite one. But it, like, you know, that's the only thing that really concerns me, because I mean, that's just one swing of the bat or one, you know what I mean? And you could tweak it again or whatever the case may be. But hopefully invest millions of dollars into their bodies, but hopefully that he's able to get that kind of healed up before they try to rush him back. I mean, I know he needs spring training and bats and work, but we also need him healthy for 160 games. So
I don't know if Matt McClain needs spring training. I think he just wakes up and he's like, all right, rakes. I'm set. Yeah. Yeah. He goes to the machine. They're like, what's the mileage on that? 75, put it at 115. Let's roll.
Right. Let's roll.
Breaks the machine with how fast it goes. He just is getting hits, you know?
Yep.
That's all I view by Matt McClain.
This is what I do.
Yeah. Matt goes to too many lat pull downs. I've had the lat pull injury. It sucks. It's like one of the worst gym injuries. That one, and when I hurt my, like, I hurt with my back deadlifting, and I was like, I'm retiring from deadlifting. Never again.
Yeah.
I did it again. But
college. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't deadlift.
I'm an idiot. I don't know any better. So. Yeah. That's typical Tim. All right, let's look ahead to what we got this week in this game. So like we said, the Reds are on TV tomorrow for one of their split squad games against the Seattle Mariners. We're going to see Andrew Abbott versus Luis Castillo, which, like, if that was a real game, would be incredible. But still going to be just as fun seeing these two guys go a couple innings. Obviously, I'll cry when I watch Luis Castillo take the mound in good year. And just wonder if he thinks about us the way we think about him. Best, maybe, you know, top two Reds pitcher of my lifetime, for sure.
Yeah, he was incredible.
Yeah, so. Then the Reds on the other end, they'll be playing the Brewers, Nick Martinez against Bryce Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, I mean, well, Tuesday, you've got Frankie Montas against Kyle Hendricks. If there's anyone in the world that's happy Joey Votto is not back in Cincinnati, it's Kyle Hendricks.
It's Kyle, yeah. Right.
He's the one guy that's like, oh, great, he's not there anymore. I might get through an inning. So we got that though going on. And then they're off Wednesday. So Thursday, the Dodgers, Friday, Arizona, Saturday, the Rockies, and Sunday, the Royals. So that's what to look forward to this week. Starters have not been announced for anything past Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I forgot Pat's right. I forgot that, like, Hendricks also hated Aristides Aquino. Like, he could not get him out either. Joey Votto, Aristides Aquino.
Aquino, I know.
I guess Aristides Aquino, August 2019 is here.
Oh, that's great. Like, yeah. Yep. In August, same thing. Same energy. You know what I mean?
Right. Did you look? So yesterday, I know. Did you look at any of the box scores? Did you see the Yankees' first day of spring training? They scored 22 runs.
Yeah, I did. And I flipped on MLB tonight, and of course they're just kind of running through them. And all I kept thinking about is freaking Aaron Judge and Juan Soto in the same flipping lineup. And that's all I watch Juan Soto hit a freaking bomb, and I'm like, you've got to be like, how fair is this? Like,
right.
You have two of the best hitters in all of baseball just right next to each other, just hitting bombs. Like, That's going to be scary, dude. Because Juan Soto is only going to get better in that lineup because you can't avoid him. You can't.
No.
You can't avoid anybody in that lineup, which is insane.
I just think, so, like, if on the other end, if you're the Tigers.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one-year lineup to watch if they can stay healthy.
Yeah, they really will. I agree. I think on the other end, if you're the Tigers, you're like, oh, man. It's first spring training game. I'm so excited to get started. We got the, you know, we got the Yankees. Let's just show up to the ballpark and see what happens. 22 runs.
Yeah. Well,
try again tomorrow.
Good thing it's spring training.
Yeah. Like, how many more of these we got? Yeah. Oh, we play till the first week of October. Okay.
Ooh, all right. Great. This is awesome. How many times we play them again? All right.
Oh, we're in the same league?
Yeah. Yeah. Get up. Oh, my gosh.
Poor guys. That was the only other thing I really paid attention to, but I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, so we got that. The Pirates signed Mitch Keller to an extension, which my question was, why, Mitch?
Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah. I mean, I get why, but also why.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 years, I think 77 mil. So.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's legit.
But I mean, like, he's legit, but like, why?
Yeah. I don't know if that's.
You want to be a Pirate for five more years?
Yeah. Your right.
Like, I guess. Yeah. Money's money, I guess. You know?
There's that article in The Athletic this week about the Pirates, and it was like, why they're okay being mediocre forever. And I was like, you're just giving me ammunition. Like, yeah. you guys are just masking me to make fun of you.
Dwelling in mediocrity. And we're okay with it.
Absolutely. Well, hey, before we get out of here, let's go ahead and shout out what else is going on around the riverfront. Ben, I don't know if you caught Seth's show this week, Red Leg Roundtable, had Hal McCoy on. It was so good. The storytelling, incredible. Was so, so good.
Yeah, Hal McCoy is an absolute legend. I mean, if you've heard him, like, if you've seen shows with him on it and him telling shows and stories. And dude, he's just, he's just such a wealth of knowledge and just, he's just had vivid memories of almost every big moment in Reds history. It's just incredible.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't listened.
Right. Yeah.
But for those who have, it's really, really good. So Seth's doing awesome work over there. He's got Adam Rosales coming up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Mr. Race Around the Base Path.
Race Around the Bases. Yeah. Yeah.
He was awesome. He was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Your prototypical Cincinnati fan favorite player. But
yes, he was. Yeah, the Tracy Jones of our era.
Right. The Tracy Jones of our era. That's a great way to put it. And obviously, of course, every Friday, you got Chad and Nate holding it down with the Riverfront Red Show. Had another really, really fun episode this week talking about everything going on. So be sure to be tuning into all of them. So I think that will go ahead and wrap up this week's edition of Late Night Reds here on the Riverfront Media Network. Hey guys, thank you so much. As you know, like I said already, love this every Sunday. Have so much fun.
Love you guys.
The chat was hot tonight. Dug
it. Yes.
Yeah. A lot of fun, a lot of enjoyment. So, and we've got to do this forever because
absolutely.
We don't have a week without a baseball game till second week of October.
Let's go.
Who am I kidding? It's the Reds. We're playing till after Halloween.
We're playing till after Halloween, baby. What are you talking about?
Right. We're gonna be all partying together in Fountain Square.
Heck yeah.
And we're gonna have a great time. So thank you guys as always. Be sure to, if you haven't already and you're just checking us out, be sure to give us that nice solid subscription button on YouTube. Leave some comments about how unfunny and unoriginal I am. I accept all this. Or you can talk about how Ben's the nicest human being alive. That's fair too.
We'll take those.
Yeah.
We'll take those.
But we're going to go ahead and have a great time. We'll be back next week to talk about all the cool things that happened this week. Hopefully all good news next week as well. So thank you guys. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.